But this universe is very complicated, right? Do you know how to simplify this universe? It's easy. Take the black and white picture. Then a lot of things will get easy, right? That's what your logic is doing. To make it black or white. Something is good or bad. There is no something good, quote-unquote, or bad. These are absolute. These could not exist in relative existence. In relative existence is the mixture. All of these coatings will try to make it black or white. Therefore, it will say, not that one, this one. And then another one said, not this one, this one. Because your brain is incapable of listening if you say this one, and this one, and this one, and this one, and this one, all of them together. They said, oh, then what should I do? Because you want a black and white simple answer to the most worthy thing to you, which is you yourself. You want to know yourself? This is the most valuable stuff. You have to pay the price. The price is, do not look for a simple answer. Simple answer is made by the charlatans for the fools. And they both deserve it. The charlatan will be happy with having a couple of fools around, and the fools are happy because they don't care about it, they are busy doing something. It's not easy, it's not supposed to be easy. It's complicated, therefore it's interesting. This is what beauty is. When you're looking at the flower, what do you see? The beauty of it is the magic of a plant. Understanding the chemical interest of the insects and producing it. Like a pheromone to call them to have sex. To use all the insects as pimp. That's what they do. It's like magic. That's what it is. This or that doesn't exist. This will practice here. In the future, be clever. Whatever, no matter what. I ask you a question which was, this is good or bad, or up or down. Your answer should be both. It's up and down. It's not or. The dark part doesn't vanish. If dark part vanishes, you could not watch the movie. When you're watching a movie, more than a third of the time, there is blackness. Means there is a special plate, made in black, very difficult not to be reflective at all. It will turn around and it will block the beam of light. And in this time, this frame of film will move, the next one will come. Then, this will come like that, like this opening. In this opening, you have a burst of light to the screen, right? So you're mainly in the darkness. That's why you believe the illusion of movies. It's darkness, but it doesn't work without that darkness. If this stream of films are going, you will see a blurred thing, that's it. You have to watch it frame by frame, divided by not at all. This is something that you will leave for me. The example is you will say, look at you, if you put a stick in the fire, then you turn it around, you will see a circle. Is there any circle? Could not be a circle. Yes, this flame is in one spot, right? What will happen the next moment? The next moment, this should not be here. Should go away from this one. In the third position is next, the second one you see. In between, there is a moment of this stick not being in a visible situation. See the difficulty he had? Now with the movie theater, we understand it, yes. frame by frame the time is passing by, and between each nanosecond, each split of time, there is a negative one. Now we know it. This is what shall be done with all these. Remember, all of these things, none of them are cruel or bad or negative. The problem is, they don't agree with each other.
Distinguish the hard from the easy. Consider the goodliness of this and that in the end. In one, he said, seek a master, you will not find foresight as to the end among the qualities derived from ancestors. Every sort of religious sect foresaw the end. Of necessity, they fell captive to error. To foresee the end is not a hand loom. Otherwise, how would there have been difference in religions? In one, he said, you are the master, because you know the master.
Okay, this is a very silly thing. Right? But is it wrong? Or it happens always? Have you ever gone to a teacher that you didn't believe in and you didn't want to? No. You go to a teacher that you accept as a teacher. So you acknowledge his state of being a teacher, right? So you are above him.
You are what?
Above the teacher. You are the one who chooses the teacher. You see how silly it is, but actually, yes, this is as well. This is as well when you're ready to later understand that even your truths could be wrong. And remember that before choosing, you are influenced by your logic and something more than that. So your choice actually is not your choice. Right? It's the outcome of the cultural happening to you. Then it goes further and make it complicated, because at the end you are not the one who chooses the master. The teacher, yes, but not the master. What is the difference? Teacher is a normal fellow like me. He could be even silly like me. Master is something else. What is master? Master is the exception. Therefore, the question, what is a master, does not really have an answer. Because nobody could define a master. You know that. We know it. Do you? You say yes. No idea. Doesn't work. We remember something Rumi will explain later in the next part of this book, one, who the master is. But before that, he told us something about the master, up to now. Don't worry, I don't need to go to book 6 to explain something. Everything is done here. One, story one. In the second paragraph, he said, let me tell you how these masters are. They are like imagination. They are like illusion. Means they are that exception. Rule goes for the teacher. Teacher should be qualified for the subject is teaching. Definitely. Teacher should know about the subject of teaching. Master does not need to. Master does not know what he is giving to the people. Oh, you see the story with him. He just reaches, there is a box here, and there is this mattress. By mattress, we mean the place that you sit on, means your base. Whoever asks something from him, he will reach underneath that. That thing is there. He will give it to him.